Happy birthday.
Hello, kids. We want to celebrate a very special birthday from a very special listener. It's happy birthday, Cohen! Cohen, we wish you the best birthday ever. And we hope you enjoyed your special personalized audiobook in which the gingerbread man gathered all of his friends to wish you a happy birthday. Alrighty, let's hear who the superstars are for this episode.
My name is Carter Herman. I'm 8 years old. I live in Winter Springs, Florida. I like doing jujitsu with Sensei Eddie, and I like doing soccer on Team Orlando with class athlete.
Hi, my name is Rosemary. I'm 9 years old. I live in Fullerton, California, and I like hanging out with my friends and family, and I have a wildlife newsletter on Substack called The Wildlife Club.
That's the wildlifeclub.substack.com.
My name is Dylan. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Florida, and I like to play soccer.
You guys are epic! Well done! Today's story is written by L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wizard of Oz. You might recognize some of the characters from that story.
The Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman. Once upon a time, in the land of Oz, there were two friends. They were happiest when they hung out together, but every now and then, they liked to go their separate ways, just so they could have the joy of reuniting. One of them was a scarecrow. Imagine a suit made of blue munchkin clothes, stuffed with straw, and on top of it all, a round cloth head filled with hay to keep its shape. This head had two eyes, two ears, a nose, and a mouth painted on it. The scarecrow wasn't great at scaring crows, but he bragged about being special.
I can't feel pain, I never get tired, and I don't need to eat or drink.
Plus, the Wizard of Oz had added some pins and needles to his brains to make him sharp. The other friend was made entirely of tin. His arms, legs, and head were all cleverly jointed so he could move them around easily. People called him the Tin Woodman because he used to be a woodchopper. Everyone loved him because the wizard had given him an excellent heart. One sunny morning, the Tin Woodman decided to visit his friend, the Scarecrow. They didn't have any big plans, so they thought,
"Let's take a boat ride on the river."
They hopped into the Scarecrow's boat, which was a huge hollowed-out corn cob with fancy jewels around the edges and a purple silk sail that sparkled in the sun. There was a nice breeze that day, so their boat glided smoothly over the water. As they sailed, they chatted about their past adventures, especially the ones they had with Dorothy, the little girl from Kansas. They got so lost in their conversation that they didn't notice that the stream was getting narrower and twistier. Suddenly, the Scarecrow looked up and saw a big rock right in front of them.
"Watch out!"
he shouted, but it was too late. The Tin Woodman jumped up just as the boat crashed into the rock, and he lost his balance and fell into the water. Since he was made of tin, he sank right to the bottom and lay there, face up. The Scarecrow quickly threw out the anchor to keep the boat from drifting away and leaned over the side to look at his friend.
"Oh no, this is a pickle,"
said the Scarecrow.
"I'll try to get you out, but I'm not sure how."
The Tin Woodman replied,
"I can't drown. I'm gonna slide here until you find a way to get me out. Meantime, the water's soaking into all my joints. I'll become badly rusted."
The Scarecrow decided to dive in and help. But being straw-filled, he barely made a splash. He couldn't reach the Tin Woodman with his straw arms. So he floated to the boat and climbed into it and said,
I'll think of something else. We have an extra anchor on board. I will tie it around my waist to make me sink and dive again.
Don't do that,
called the Tin Man.
That would also anchor you to the bottom, where I am, and we'd both be helpless.
True enough,
sighed the Scarecrow, wiping his wet face with a handkerchief.
Oh no, my eye,
he exclaimed.
I better be careful not to rub off the other one.
The crows in the nearby trees found this quite amusing and started laughing at the Scarecrow's one-eyed look. He knew the crows well, and they had usually been friendly to him because he had never tricked them into thinking he was a meat man, the sort of man they really feared.
Don't laugh,
the Scarecrow told them.
You might lose an eye someday.
We couldn't look as funny as you, even if we did,
replied the King Crow.
But what's going on with you guys?
The Tin Woodman has fallen overboard and is now on the bottom of the river and trying to get him out again.
It's easy enough. Tie string to him and all of my crows will fly down. Take hold of the string and pull him up out of the water. There are hundreds of us here, so our strengths together could lift much more than that.
But I can't tie a string to him. I'm too light to dive into the water without floating back up.
Can't you fish for him?
Great idea,
said the Scarecrow. He found a fishing line in the boat with a hook at the end. He dropped the hook into the water, aiming for the Tin Woodman.
Hook it into one of his joints,
advised the crow. The Scarecrow tried to do this, but having only one eye, he could not see the joints very clearly.
Hurry up, please,
begged the Tin Woodman.
You have no idea how wet it is. Can't you help?
Asked the crow.
How?
Said the Tin Man.
Catch the line and hook it around your neck.
The Tin Woodman tried this and eventually wound the line around his neck and hooked it in. The crows all grabbed onto the line with their beaks and talons and began to pull. The Scarecrow cheered them on. But the next moment, he himself was in the air because the string was still tied to him. The crows had flown straight up through the trees. On one end of the line dangled the Tin Woodman, and on the other dangled the Scarecrow, clinging to the spare anchor of the boat, which he had grabbed, hoping to save himself.
Be careful,
shouted the Scarecrow to the crows.
Don't take us so high. Put us on the riverbank.
But the crows thought it was a good joke.
Here's where the crows scare the Scarecrow,
chuckled the naughty King Crow, as he and all the birds flew over the forest to a tall dead tree. Then, letting go, they flew away, chattering with laughter, and left the two friends hanging high in the air, one on each side of the tree. The Tin Woodman was much heavier than the Scarecrow, but they balanced nicely because the straw man still held the iron anchor.
Don't drop that anchor,
said the Tin Woodman anxiously.
Why not?
If you did, I'd tumble to the ground. My tin would be badly dented. Also, you would shoot into the air and land somewhere in the treetops.
They both dangled in silence, the breeze swaying them gently to and fro. Finally, the Tin Man said,
this is an emergency, where only brains can help us. We must think of some way to escape.
I'll do the thinking,
replied the Scarecrow.
My brains are the sharpest.
He thought so long that the Tin Man grew tired and tried to change his position, but he found his joints had already rusted so badly that he could not move them.
Aha, here's an idea at last,
said the Scarecrow, who clapped his hands to his head, forgetting the anchor, which tumbled down to the ground. Just as the Tin Man had warned, the light Scarecrow flew into the air, sailed over the top of the tree, and landed in a bramble bush. while the Tin Man fell to the ground and, landing on a bed of dry leaves, was not dented at all. The Tin Woodman's joints were so rusted, however, that he was unable to move, while the thorns trapped the Scarecrow. Just then, the sound of hooves was heard, and along the forest path rode the little Wizard of Oz, seated on a wooden sawhorse. He smiled when he saw the one-eyed head of the Scarecrow sticking out of the bramble bush, but he helped the poor straw man out of his prison.
Thank you, dear Wiz,
said the grateful Scarecrow.
Now we must get the oil can from the boat and rescue the Tin Woodman.
Together, they ran to the riverbank. The wizard mumbled some magic words.
Phantasmagoria! Talum Rocks!
To bring the boat to them so the Scarecrow could get the oil can. Then back they ran to the Tin Man, and while the Scarecrow carefully oiled each joint, the little wizard moved the joints gently back and forth until they worked again. Soon, the Tin Woodman was on his feet again, and he managed to walk to the boat. The wizard and the sawhorse also got on, and together they returned to the Scarecrow's palace. The Tin Woodman was very careful not to stand up in the boat again.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.